Shall we pray?
Mon Père.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity and this moment that you have given to us to have communion with you through your word. It is our prayer that, Father, your Spirit will grant us all understanding of thy word. And we pray that, Father, we will keep your word and live with your word and grow with it in the name of Jesus. We commit ourselves into your hands, Father. Take away that which is called self and let your Spirit have his own way. Father, don't let us forget anything, but let us remember them as you want us to. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shall we quickly turn our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 6?
Yemien chron ko Isaiah woman itinsia.
And we shall be reading from verse number 1 to verse number 7.
Na yekan fi eti baakon akosi enson no.
Isaiah chapter 6.
Odifo Isaiah itinsia.
If you are there with me, say praise the Lord. If you are still getting there, say, Lord God. In the year 2 King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim, each one had 6 wings. With twin he covered his face, and with twin he covered his feet, and with twin his fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, Woe is me! For I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. And then flew one of the seraphim unto me, saying, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the thong from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquities is taken away, and thy sin purged. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord was telling him the agreement that he wanted to sign with the people.
No, you mean counsel,
And at one point in time, he said, if your sins be as red as scarlet, it shall be as white as snow. But remember, God was using this same man, Isaiah, to tell the people of their sins. But in verse 1 of chapter 6, this man confirmed to all of us that when this king called Uzziah died, then he sought the Lord.
Now, sabe me yanso kanchre enwo inchichemu ba akono se ebra osi ewu ye no na ohu onyame.
So from chapter 1 to chapter 5, Isaiah now is telling us that I was like that, like a Jessica, right?
Nana, Isaiah, fi eti ba kukoti eti numno. Isaiah can try and say, no, you'll be a uncle.
After he saw God, then he realized his state. And he said, Woe unto me.
Na fe osi enumi nkame.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, Woe unto me.
Enti enume enkame.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then man was prophesying, there were certain things that were hidden with him.
Impo na ebeme na wo se nkom de enso na niam bi ahinta onumu.
He had a friend called King Hosea.
No Adam phobia ho friend o hini Hosea.
Now when you read the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 26.
Now can bless some etiedionu nsia no a.
We will go there briefly. But it tells us that this man called Hosea, his other name was called Azariah.
Na sa obema efen Uzia na ni din ba kunti Azariah.
He had a father called Amaziah.
Na ni papa de Amaziah.
Now this man was a king of Israel at the age of 27.
Na obema eye Israel hene bra na odi mfia de onunso.
And he reigned for a short period of time.
Na odi hene emritia obi.
Now the Bible said that, and this man called Amaziah feared the Lord.
Now,
but along the line, he actually rejected fearing God and began to do other things.
And
but before then, the Bible described him as a powerful man, as a king.
Now, answer, I don't know Onyame dike kan ho asem se oyo nipa.
He went to war against a nation called Edom.
Na oni Edom ekwo ako.
And God gave him victory over them.
Na onyame emani di wonsu kunim.
But because of the position that the Lord has elevated him,
na enam bejina bia na onyame apaja na duro no nti,
pride began to set into his life.
And
therefore, when he conquered Edom, he took away their gods. And he began to serve these gods. Come to terms with this. God has given you a victory over certain people. And you go to their country and collect all their gods. And say their God is going to be my God. Then what kind of victory did you have? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so the Bible said that he decided to go to another war because God is instigated to kill him. And in the long run, he got killed. And then his son at the age of 16 became the king of
Israel.
And this man also feared the Lord, he said, according as his father. And he ruled over Israel for a period of time. For 52 years. Hallelujah. But something happened on the way.
Na BBC ewokwanmu.
He built a very defensive wall for Israel.
Na oto aban dinden efa Israel ho.
And he set a high tower where he has some soldiers standing on the tower manning the whole place.
Ana oto aban no ebi wa nimu tententen a na asojafo ejina so hwe kuro no.
And because of this, his fame, you know, increased.
Enunti obeye enipa kase.
And because he became a great man,
and I'm so obeye kase enunti,
pride set in as it did to his father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he decided to do something that God had never instructed
him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Number one, he became unfaithful to God. Previously, he was faithful to God. But later when he got the fame and proud set in, he decided to become unfaithful. And this man decided to go into the temple to go and bend incense. nonsense in the house of God. But it is not the responsibility of the king to do it. It is the responsibility of the high priest. But because of pride, this man wants to do that. Some people did it. Saul did the same thing and the Lord rejected him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And now Uzziah also did the same thing, and listen to what happens to him. Shall we turn our Bibles to 2 Chronicles? Chapter 26. And we read it from verse 16. But when he was strong, his heart lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah, who's called this is another one, called the high priest, went in after him, and with 80 other priests, including Azariah, we will know that. And they withstood Uzziah the king, and said unto him, it is pertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord your God, but to the priests, sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast transpassed. Neither shall it be the honor from the Lord. Then Uzziah was wroth and had an incense in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, leprosy. The leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead. And they thrust him out thence, and yea, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord has smitten him. And verse 21. And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in a several house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And Jotham, his son, became king. Verse 22. Now, the rest of the acts of Uzziah, first and last, did Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, wrote. This makes us understood. Isaiah the prophet was the closest friend of Uzziah.
Where my etias is, Isaiah, na Uzziah down for power.
And that is the reason why he said in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5, woe unto me. This is the friend of the prophet. A king who is so proud, a king who is so arrogant. He was Isaiah's friend.
No, yeah, Isaiah down.
Now today my question is, who is your friend? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who is your friend?
Why ni wadamfo?
And what do you have in your hand? That is before God an abominable thing. Hallelujah. This guy decided to do something against the Lord. And I believe that when he was still a king, Isaiah used to go to the palace and say, "Hey, buddy, what's up, man?"
Na wada so eya ohene no na Isaiah nso kwa himfie okobisa no at saying.
And Isaiah could see the kind of fame that Isaiah had had.
Na Isaiah nso hu sania na wosi eya kese afa.
Now some of us, when we got some friends who are a little bit dusted, right? When they make a mistake, do we talk about it?
Na yemu bi oha se yewo na mfo bi a wo mu bibi won sam a.
So Isaiah kept quiet.
Isaiah Ekana no too.
And this guy was making all the things he was making.
No, Abenti, yeah, Nehemiah was away in a.
That is why he said, "I am a man of unclean lips myself." Because I dwell with people with unclean lips. Which means the king, you know, doesn't regard nobody. Hallelujah. He can use all the terms that you know, the F and G and the M and then L M A O and all those things.
No, to make a
and Isaiah, because Isaiah was his closest friend, Isaiah couldn't say it. But in verse 1 of Isaiah 6, he said, "When King Uzziah died, then I saw the Lord."
And Isaiah can eti ba kono se ebra Uzziah wu ye no eho na ohu onyame.
When Uzziah died, now the prophet who was a friend to this guy, he said, "Now I see the Lord sitting high upon his throne."
Na ebra Uzziah wu ye na Isaiah can say afei na ma hu onyame so ote na hin waso.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But until Uzziah died, Isaiah did not see God. But until this man died, then he said, "My eyes were open. Now I can see God." We have been called by God. And now we have attached some friends and some characters and behaviors and kind of lifestyle to our life. We are born again, all right. But then we haven't gotten to the point where we can see eye to eye with the Lord. Because we are keeping certain things that God wants us to let them go.
Now, if you say, "And near maybe quickly, I was a Yejemu Manuko."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah was attached to Isaiah, so he couldn't see God.
Isaiah then home batai Isaiah and Tina unto me who yami.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have attached yourself to some certain group of friends.
What do you want bata and kofuku obi huwa?
And there is a kind of language that they speak. There's a kind of dressing that they put on. But on Sunday, you walk down here. We all walk down here to sing glory to the Lord.
The moment we step
outside of this place, then we align with our friends. And because of that, it has become the cycle of life. Let me go there. When I finish, I will come to you guys. Give me about 2 hours. Church will be over.
And because
of that, you don't see the glory of God even in your life. And when somebody stands here and he says, "That says the Lord," all that you want to do is to flip your eyes. No one
put any change.
Every day is this person alone.
It
is the same person. Why not me? The reason is that I have something attached to me that is preventing me from hearing the voice of Jehovah.
If you say,
I need to let it go. I need to let it go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, somebody must get out of your life for you to see the Lord. Certain characters, certain language, certain in a lifestyle, you should do away with them. Other than that, you forget about seeing God.
Subai any kasabi any niyebi ewonwo a wose ujaimu anyasa uhu onyame ani mo onyame.
We are not talking about unbelievers. We are talking about believers.
Ye nka wona o wiase oni mo onyame ye kan ye ni ayete dan mu ha.
This man was a prophet, a great prophet.
So difoi na oye onyame difo.
Hallelujah. But then the prophet who can never see God. Therefore, we have become children of God. We can see our Father. Because we are having certain things with us.
If you say, you want me to be
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let them go.
Manunko, Jemu.
Let it out.
Jemu manunko.
So that you can see God.
Sabaya obe hu onyame.
I am a man. Osidue.
Am your bema and he say woe unto you.
I am a man of unclean lips.
Me obema niema enti ewo me ho.
I dwell with people who have unclean lips.
Me wonko fo bi mu a wo mo ho nte.
That is where we are now.
Emu na ye wo nei.
We don't see the glory of God in
him.
When you pray, we don't even hear God speak back to you. Until you let that character go. Until I let my go. We should forget about seeing the Lord. In Habakkuk chapter 1 says that for the Lord have got a purer eyes than to behold evil and even to look upon iniquity.
Habakkuk ngumano chese onyame wo ani a otumi hu ade nyina ene enema ense nyina.
He has got an eye that is pure.
Oh ani a da ho.
And he cannot behold evil.
That
is why God is not looking at me or you, because we have certain things with us that is making us evil, and God can never look upon it. Hallelujah. The Bible says, for the eyes of the Lord is moving to and fro to behold the righteous, excluding me and you, because we have certain attachments. We have to let it go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you are not married here,
so
and you know very well, you know very well that you are not legitimately married, like I have this ring on my hand. Your time hasn't come yet. This is the time for you to set yourself aside for God. This is not the time for you to say, this is my friend and this is my girlfriend. This is we are believers' girlfriend. No.
Listen carefully.
You know what you have been doing with.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you and I too, we have this on our hand.
But
then, when maybe we are stepping outside to visit other friends, we take it out because we don't want them to ask us questions. Are you married?
And
then after you pay the visit, you put it on because your wife will be questioning where is your ring. God is watching you. That is why you don't see God. That is why you don't hear of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you are not there yet, wait.
So when you know how change
in tree, they call there something change. What is it?
We call it wait.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that when you and I will lift up our hands together, because you can see God, because I can see God, then we will all be there and everything will be running smooth for us. Because Isaiah was having all this trouble. He was a prophet, all right. He never saw God. He never saw anything about God. Little boy, small boy called Samuel, set himself apart. He had nothing to attach. At that tender age, God called this young man. How about you, Isaiah? How about me and you? We are grown ups here. We have been born again for 10, 15, 16 years.
Oh, hallelujah.
We are where we are still.
Amen.
Let it go.
Jaimuna enko.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are the type of person I'm a type of person.
Oh yeah, nipa bi a mensumi ye nipa phobia.
Nobody steps on your feet.
Obin tumi ntia wo nanso.
When somebody steps on it,
obi tia so a,
you describe the person.
Obachire nipa na se.
Wait, I am going to church. After church, we will continue.
Ame kwa asori aba. Me ba.
Today the Lord is saying, let it go.
Enne onyame ka che wo se jaimu.
Let it go.
Jaimu.
Isaiah wasn't hiding anything.
Isaiah no mfa bibia nsie.
Because in verse number 7,
fi sey jemun sono,
when the seraphim took the live coal from the altar and dropped it upon his lips, and then he said, now you are sanctified.
Ebra seraphim efa oja esrama no efiri afarebochia no mu ede so na no no oka che ne se wate wo ho.
Every day we come to church, we hear the word of God, but then we have decided, I will never let this thing go.
The bia ye ba sorry ye ti onyame asem na enso adie bi wo ho a ye se no de ye ma no nko.
This thing I love it.
Sadi we die me pepa.
When Jacob and Rahel and Leah were living, one of them went and stole their father's God and put it under them.
Ebra Jacob ne yire no mienu Rahel ene etie no. Ba akoko wi a ne papa enyame de xe ne niamam.
Today we have certain stolen gods with us.
Enunti yawiwi enyame nketenkizi bi xixie mbotom.
And therefore the devil is, you know, manipulating our life.
Enti sa honhom e wo sa enyame no mu ne ye kwa ne di enchi.
And we don't see the glory of God.
Enti ye hu onyame ne mu onyam.
Jesus Christ said, behold the devil cometh and he has nothing in me.
Enunti Yesu Kristo se hwe osudifo wi asudifo no eba na ne bibi ani menche.
Are you willing to let it go? Am I willing to let it go?
Na wa ye krado sa obejai mama naka.
Sooner than later our Lord is coming. Last Friday, Deacon Moses led us here, and it was an eye opening.
Na if you had a chair more night, no, Deacon Moses, my yet near me be a neye enibie.
We have closed our eyes to our sickness, and we look into other people's sickness.
Na yanyari ewo yanwono yakata yeni waso neye enkofodiye.
But it is hard time I look at mine so that when I am well, I can help somebody.
And unti aduro bre was a mimi who near ha me ne free me so we are matumia bompaya mobi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let it go.
Jaimu.
Let it go.
Jaimu.
God realized Isaiah wasn't doing the right thing.
But
he said, if I take away this man from him, then he will see my glory. And behold, when he saw the glory of God, he saw his state. And he said, woe unto me, a man of unclean lips.
Onipa ame ho ntie.
For I'm undone.
Na mentumi nye ne ose me ye.
And I dwell among the people who are unclean lips.
Me tina nipa won ho ntie mu.
But today my eyes have seen the King.
Na fe meni ehu Onyankopon.
The Lord is willing to reveal himself to you and I.
Nyame ayekra do so obeyi ne ho adi akire meni umienu.
The Lord want to visit us.
Onyame epese obesrayen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We should let it go.
I will see
something you love to do very well. Something your heart crave at every moment in time to do. That particular thing is hindering the face of the Lord from you. But at a moment and a time has come for you to let it go. So that you and I can see the face of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shall we pray?
Yamon pae.